Archers, 4 week commencing Sunday, November the 4th, 2001.
Could we have a little hush, please? Ed's got a letter to write.
You've got to write it sometime.
Not now, Mum.
When?
When I'm awake.
Edward, I'm not letting you out of my sight until you write that letter of apology.
Why do I have to apologise to Emma?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, Edward, come back.
Mum!
Now, for once, will you do as you're told? Oh, you tire me out. Do you know that? I'm barely up now. I just want to go back to bed.
But I've told Emma I'm sorry. She knows. She's cool about it.
Do as you're told, please. Just sit down.
Mum!
Look, it ain't for me to question the court, and it certainly ain't for you. Sure they know what they're doing when they order you to write a letter of apology to Emma.
Just don't see the point.
There's the pad and there's the pen. Now get started.
What do I say?
That's up to you.
I'm no good at writing.
Time you learnt, then.
Just tell me what I say.
Just imagine you're talking to Emma. You're telling her how sorry you are, so.
How do I start?
Dear Emma.
Dear Emma.
Well, he seems to have made a decent start. Nice clean furrow.
Yeah. Better than that guy on his right.
Just a bit.
Well, he's always a bit on the slow side, Bert.
Oh, he'll be okay. He's aware of that.
Hello, David.
Hello, Marjorie.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mrs. A.
How's it going?
Just kicked off.
And how's Joe doing?
The vintage class hasn't started yet.
Where is he?
He's over there, getting himself ready.
Oh, I wish him luck. And before I go, I hope you've both got some money on you.
Hmm? Depends what you mean by money.
Yeah, what for?
What are these?
Oh, poppies, of course.
Right.
Here you are. There's a note.
Oh, thank you, David.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike. Help yourselves to poppies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you tell Betty that I'll come to the shop tomorrow, replace the tin and bring in some more if she needs them.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll go and have a word with Joe. See you both later.
Bye, Marjorie.
Should be on my way, really.
Why, what's the hurry?
Guy Fawkes night. Still got work to do on that bonfire.
Oh, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah. Well, when you think you've got time, that's just when something happens and suddenly you don't have the time.
I'll wait and see how Bert does.
Yeah, I'd like to, I must say.
Right, I'm off to Willow Farm to see to the turkeys. How's it going?
Yeah, I've nearly finished.
Let me look at it. You call that writing?
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it looks like a drunken slug's wandered over the page. You can copy it out again in your best writing.
What difference is it going to make?
Well, for one, the youth offending officer must be able to read it. For two, Emma must be able to read it.
Still don't see the point of this.
Answer me this, Edward. What will happen if you don't write the letter?
I know.
Why are you so stubborn? Mind you, the minute I ask the question, I know the answer. You're just like your father.
Why do you think I'm stubborn?
I won't answer that. But that's another reason for you to write this letter.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it might help your dad and Neil Carter sort things out.
They don't need me for that.
Don't they? Your stupidity is part of that rant.
Oh, everything's my fault.
You had your part to play.
Great.
And now I've got to spend the morning feeding turkeys.
No, you can't blame me for the turkeys.
Oh, yes, I can. And I'd prefer to watch your granddad ploughing than go up Willow Farm.
Well, I want to see granddad as well.
When you finish the letter, you can go. Now, copy it out, and you'll keep doing it over and over and over until even one of the turkeys can read it.
Dear Emma.
Bit rough up the top there. He's trying to take it too fast.
Well, there is a time limit.
He'll be marked down for it, though. Bound to be.
Reversible ploughing isn't easy.
Well, I didn't say it is.
He's doing okay, though.
Oh, yeah, he's all right. Him with a chance, I think.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Linda.
Morning, Mrs. Nell.
Morning. I'm just going to look from another angle.
One craftsman to another.
Yeah.
I see you've nearly finished the bonfire, Mike.
Couple of more hours. Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, of course it does. But have you thought about hedgehogs?
Not recently, no.
Well, it's always been my opinion, Mac, and I've said it more than once in previous years, that a bonfire should always be built on the day it's going to be lit.
Well, if you want a big bonfire, it takes time.
And hedgehogs use that time.
Hey?
A stack of wood like that. Well, they think they've found the ideal spot for their winter sleep.
So what?
Oh, I see. You light the bonfire and we have barbecued hedgehogs, is that it?
No, I didn't mean that.
But they're discussing nothing else at school, Mike, hey? So Pip says.
Oh. So who is Pip?
Oh, she's much better, thank you. She's still not 100%, but she's well enough to want to go to school.
Good. So, Mike, what if it rains?
It's not going to rain.
Oh, you've got that on good authority?
Oh, just no.
Well, I hope you're right. But if it does rain, building the bonfire this early mightn't have been such a good idea, hedgehogs or no. Anyway, I leave you to think about it. Goodbye.
Bye, Linda.
Think about what? I mean, what does she think I'm going to do?
Mike, your guess is as good as mine.
Come on in, Clary.
I won't stay long, Susan. I want to get to the ploughing contest to see Joe.
Oh, you still got time for a cup of tea. I've just made one.
Oh, a quick one then, thanks.
How's Emma?
Oh, she's doing all right, I suppose. It's not easy for her.
No, I don't suppose it is.
Don't know what we'd do without Neil.
Edward's writing his letter of apology to her. By the way he's going, it might take him a month to get it finished.
Why is that?
He's writing. You can't read it. It's like someone dribbled ink on the page. So I've left him copying it out.
Oh, you have your work cut out with him, Clary. You really do. Is she too?
Tar's lovely. Hey, another reason I come by, apart from to say hello, is I've just been to Willow Farm.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Joe's otherwise occupied and Eddie can't go near the place, so Muggins has to do it, isn't she? The thing is, your Neil come to give me a hand.
Yeah.
Oh. He took over, really. Told me to leave it all to him.
Yeah?
And he promised to give Joe a hand during the week.
Oh, Joe does need some help.
Well, no, he does, but in the circumstances. Anyway, I asked Neil why he suddenly wanted to help me. He wouldn't say much.
He never does.
So I wondered if you had any thought.
Well, it was Jana, I think. She talked to Neil, and somehow she made him think about it, I suppose.
Oh, but if she can't work a miracle with Edda.
You never know.
I know, all right.
Let him be at the fireworks tomorrow night.
Couldn't keep him away.
Let's see what we can do then, eh? I know you're softened up a bit, so maybe we could get Eddie to relax. You could buy him a pint at the bull first, you know.
Oh, I don't know. Might work, I suppose.
You've done really well, Bertram. Well,
thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I couldn't have done better myself. Ooh,
you played a fine furrow.
Oh, made me own mistakes, especially at the top end.
Ground's a lot lighter up there, a lot more sandy. Well, you got in a bit of trouble myself.
Well, I don't reckon I mark you down a lot.
Well done, Bert.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Staff.
I don't know much about ploughing, but I heard someone tipping you for a prize.
Well, we did my best anyway.
I saw your last furrow, Joe. You've done really well.
Oh,
looked a real treat on that old tractor.
Oh, tar, Clary, love.
How did you do, Bert?
Well, yeah, the
results of the reversible ploughing competition for modern tractors. The winner is John Davies of Little Croxley.
Oh.
In second place,
Mark Dry. Well done,
well done.
Come on, let's get you over to the marquee, eh? Get your due reward.
They're like kids.
Oh, well, they've been extremely supportive of each other.
If only Eddie could make it up with them.
And finally, I have the pleasure of announcing a special award in the vintage tractor class. This award goes to Joe Crowley of Ambridge, driving an International 250 in recognition of his finish.
Oh, bravo, Joe, bravo.
Oh, there'll be no holding him in the ball tonight.
For a second there, I thought, oh, he's taking a turn too fast. He'll lose the line.
Crossed my mind as well.
But you did it.
Ooh, I had to concentrate, I tell you.
And you did well too, Joe.
Couldn't agree more. That finish was brilliant.
Lovely spanners.
Beautiful.
Here we are. That's yours, Joe. Bert's you. And Mike.
Oh, you cheers.
Well, cheers all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, you seen the spanners I won, David Asher?
Yes, Joe, I have.
Beautiful, isn't it? Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, the way things is going, there won't be clearing competitions in the lake for much longer.
You know, I was just thinking that.
Oh, great minds think alike.
Yeah, well, Bert's right. Somebody's got to keep these skills alive.
Poetry in motion, that's what it was.
Oh, good evening, Mike. Have you noticed it's pouring with rain?
Is it?
Fancy a game of dominoes, Bert, right?
Oh, that's a good idea. Find a quiet corner, shall we?
Yeah, I'll go and get them from the city.
I'll be back to buy you that point, David.
Don't take your time, Bert.
Yeah, you ain't winding me up, are you, Mrs. Snell?
Well, why would I do that? Look, Marjorie's just come in, if you don't believe me.
Looks like it, Mike, unless Marjorie's just had a shower.
Oh, dear. Oh, the heavens have opened. I got drenched.
So does that.
Let me get you a drink, Marjorie.
No, thanks, David. No, I can't stay. Just checking the collection box and selling a poppy to anyone who doesn't have one.
Oh, I think you got everyone at the contest.
Yes, looks like it.
But you've got a problem now, Mac.
Have I?
As I said, the wood should have been stored inside. It would have saved a lot of trouble and saved a lot of hedgehogs, maybe.
What's this?
Bonfires and hedgehogs.
I've been telling Mike, Marjorie, that he's built the bonfire far too early. Quite apart from the weather, there's a matter of hedgehogs.
Barbecued hedgehogs.
Not funny, David.
Sorry.
Not for the hedgehogs, anyway.
No, I know that, Marjorie. I'm sorry. But I hate to tell you this, Mike. It is all over the pub.
Eh?
They're calling you the hedgehog slaughterer.
We just built a bonfire, which is what everyone wanted me to do.
I tell you what, Mike. Tomorrow, I will test the bonfire for hedgehogs myself.
Well, considering the size of it, Mrs. Snell, that won't be easy.
Well, I manage. I lit it a section at a time.
That's ridiculous. Have you seen it?
Yes, it's enormous, but at least I'll have a clear conscience.
Unlike some. Oh, all right, I give in. I'll break down the bonfire in the morning, I'll turn it over, check for hedgehogs, then I'll rebuild it. If I have the time.
Right. Good.
You can do it, Mike.
Will the peacemakers succeed?
Oh, glad that's over.
Eddie.
Youth offending officer. Oh, give me a break.
Oh, wasn't that bad?
Not so bad.
Eddie, has to be done, Fred would say.
Compass git.
Well, I thought you were very considerate.
Well, you're a woman.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Thing is, to get Edward started on the right road.
Oh, maybe.
Well, it ain't too bad, is it? One day's community service a week.
Oh, I suppose not.
Could be a lot worse. Could be in prison, couldn't he? He could have been lying in bed with broken bones like Emma.
But he's not.
He's lucky. Community service and a letter of apology.
Well, that officer bloke was impressed with the letter, at least.
Yeah, well, he could read it. Which is more than he could have done with Edward's first effort. I don't know what they taught him at that school. He's got awful handwriting.
He don't need handwriting.
We all need handwriting.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, the officer's posting the letter first class this morning, he says, and we should have it tomorrow. So that only leaves you and Neil Carter.
What about me and Neil Carter?
Time you made peace.
When he pays me for the turkeys.
Oh, Eddie, we've been over this till we're blue in the face, in the circumstances.
Neil Carter is right out of order.
It is time to move on.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
So this is the way it's going to be forever, is it? You sulk, while your dad, an old man, 80 years old, he's right this minute slaving over your turkeys doing jobs you should be doing.
Dad don't mind.
But I mind, Eddie. Who helps Joe if he needs help? Who stands in for him if he can't do it? Not you, me.
I know.
I slog over there, I check the feeders, I check the water.
I know, Clary.
So what you gonna do about it?
I don't know. But Neil Carter's the one that started it all.
I was really proud of this bonfire.
Don't give up, Mike.
Give up?
You're nearly there.
Oh, I've still got to rebuild it. It's going to be touch and go whether it's ready. Firework contractors are nearly up and running.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, fireworks and no bonfire. Well, that's a first for Ambridge.
It's in a good cause.
Yeah. Well, we haven't found any hedgehogs yet.
Still a bit to go. Oh, and something else occurred to me, Mike. Won't it burn the grass off?
Yes. It does every year.
Well, shouldn't something be done about it?
Don't worry, Mrs. Snell. It's all under control. The parish council has arranged for me to relay the turf.
Oh, good. Now, is there anything anything more I can do?
Well, if I'm honest...
Oh, here's David.
Saved by the bell.
Sorry, mate.
All right. Oh, Linda, keeping an eye on him.
We're nearly there.
Look how much I shifted. I've got to build it all up again. Half of it soaking wet.
Any hedgehogs yet?
Ugh. Not so far.
None at all, in fact.
All that effort for nothing.
Not quite nothing.
Hmm?
What's that?
Where?
Just by that tuft of grass.
It's a toad, Linda.
There you are. How marvellous your efforts are rewarded, Mac.
Suppose so.
We were supposed to be saving hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs, toads, it makes no difference. You have done your bit for the wildlife of Borsetshire.
Well, that must be worth a few brownie points somewhere. Mm.
Of course it is. I'll find somewhere safe for it.
Yeah, right, well, I'd better get on and build all this up again then, hadn't I? And I'd better get a move on.
That's what I came down to say. I can spare you a couple of hours, Mike, if you want a hand.
Oh! Oh, you're a hero, David. Thanks a lot.
And I brought down a couple of bales for you. You put them in the middle to really get it going.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, is there anything else I can do to help?
Anything else?
I'll bring you a flask of tea, if you like.
Yeah. I'd appreciate that.
I'll go make one now. Bye.
Bye.
What is she like?
I know, mate.
Oh. Right. Will we get this rebuilt in time?
Hey, let's have a go. Come on, start the clock.
Just made it by the skin of their teeth, though, Mike told me.
Fireworks without the bonfire ain't much fun.
Who made the guy, do you know?
Alice Aldridge, apparently. First time I ever saw a female guy.
It reminds me of someone.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, Eddie, Clary. Enormous bonfire.
Yeah, we've just been wondering who the guy reminds us of.
I was thinking about that myself. You're right, definitely reminds me of someone.
I'll go and see if I can find it.
Oh, Eddie, look.
What?
There's Neil with Emma, isn't that lovely?
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
How are things between you and Neil, Eddie?
Why, is that any business of yours?
Nothing's changed.
Oh, what a pity.
Stubborn as mules, the pair of them.
I must say, I'm a bit surprised that you've let it carry on for so long, Eddie.
Why should you be surprised?
I always thought of you as being something of an entrepreneur.
Have you?
That's nice, said Dina.
Yes. I mean, you've quite a reputation. But I can't see how it helps your business being at daggers drawn with Neil.
Aye?
I mean, it can't be good business practice to cut yourself off from the place where your livestock's kept.
Well, yeah, but what you don't realise is...
Whatever your grievances, and I understand they're real enough, surely a businessman simply wouldn't let it happen.
No, always
just
assuming...
Just acts against your own interests, I would have thought.
And as I keep saying, Eddie, where do you plan to hang them to?
I'll find some place.
Better start thinking, thanks. You won't be able to hang them at Willow Farm.
There you are, Eddie. See what I mean?
He owes me the price of 3 turkeys.
And for 3 turkeys, you'd lose the profit on all the rest.
Not if I can help it.
Well, it's your business, of course. As you say, nothing to do with me.
They're going to light the bonfire. I'm going to watch.
Janet, you was marvellous.
Well, we'll see. Well, you did it, David. You and Mike.
It was mostly Mike. I just heaved things around for him.
But you did it, and now your conscience is clear.
Mine was always clear, Linda.
Oh, look at that. Lovely. Oh,
Sid and Jolene have done wonders in the pub. Have you seen the menu?
Not yet. Can't wait to get my teeth into it.
Pigs in clover, is it?
Oh, yes.
Not just that. They've got vats full of chilli and vegetarian chilli with French bread. My mouth's watering just thinking about it. David, watch Pip. She's wandering off into the dark.
Oh, Pip! Pip! Stay where we can see you.
She'll be heading for the fireworks.
Sense of adventure, I suppose. We all did it. Has she recovered fully?
Yeah, thanks. She's much better. I just hope we're not letting her out too early. But it's hard to keep them in.
Oh! Make me jump.
Me too.
Oh, Lord. Hey.
Spectacular.
Well, I only hope my Victorian Christmas will be half as successful.
Pleased with the bonfire?
Yeah, not bad, is it? Yeah. It's going well.
Yeah, I heard about Linda Snow.
Oh. She drove me mad.
Well, never mind. The kids approve.
Do they?
Hedgehog man. They're all talking about it.
It'd be better employed coppers in for Oliver Stern instead of repeating work I'd already done.
Ah, where's that going?
Well, so far, okay. Well, a day to catch up on now, and I need to get started on clearing the trails at Lower Loxley soon.
Hello, Neil. Oh. It's good to see Emma here.
Yeah, couldn't keep her away.
Has anyone got her something to eat, or should
No, thanks, she's fine. I'm getting her some in a bit.
Oh, she looks much better. I'll just go and have a word with her.
Yeah, she'd like that.
Yes, nice to see Emma up and about.
I didn't want to miss the fun. Really keen.
She's a brave girl.
Pity she has to be brave.
Ah, look at that.
There's Sid with a chair for her.
Oh, good man.
Thanks, Sid.
This is delicious. Why is it that baked potatoes always taste better outside?
No, delicious, I'm sure, but vegetarian chilli is more to my taste.
I agree, Linda. It's all...
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
It's all part of the fun.
And if you dropped everything... splattered my coat.
Oh, here, I've got tissues somewhere.
Oh, dear.
Hold me plate, dear.
No, I can manage.
No trouble. Here we are.
Oh, well,
let me wipe you down.
Thank you. Hope everyone's kept their pets indoors like me. This would scare the poor things out of their wits.
Well, I'm sure everyone's being sensible. Oh! The guy's about to go up, look.
Oh, yes. Very impressive, that guy. Alice, wasn't it?
Yeah, she worked very hard on it.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the guy supposed to be a man?
No, Alice thought it would be a laugh. She decided that they would burn a woman for a change. Equal opportunities was the actual phrase she used.
Ah, the face powder plot, eh?
There you are, Linda.
Oh, thanks very much, Ruth.
Does she do any history at that posh school of hers?
David, leave her alone. It's a joke.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help feeling, though, that the guy, or should we say guy-ess...
Yeah, guy-ess. That please, Alice.
I can't help thinking that the guy-ess reminds me of someone. Eddie was saying so, too.
And you'd be right.
I would.
Who? Alice begged some old clothes from Peggy.
Peggy White, of course. A spitting image.
That was all very exciting. Nice big finish.
Yeah, it went well, I have to say.
Oh, I've always loved Guy Fawkes Night.
Yeah, right, well, I'll just go and check on Emma.
And Emma's fine, Neil. Just remember what Janet says.
Janet? Right. What's she been saying to you, then?
Never mind.
Come on, Eddie. Hello, Neil. Mike.
Hi, Clary.
Evening.
Great show, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
Best bonfire I've seen for a long time.
Thanks.
Evening, Eddie.
Evening.
Enjoyed the show?
Not bad.
How are things, Eddie?
You know. Well, getting by, you know.
Yeah, I know the feeling. What you got on?
Well, usual.
Eddie. Look, I don't know if this helps us or not, but maybe the time's come for... Well, you know.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
So, what do we do about it?
Put it in the past, I suppose. You know?
Yeah, suits me.
Oh, that's good.
Why don't you shake on it?
Boom.
All right.
There. Now we can get back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Plans for the ghost walk are well on the way.
Morning, Helen.
Oh, morning, Auntie Jen.
Ooh, honey.
Yes, new stock, just arrived.
Ooh, I'll have a jar.
Thanks. Of course. Anything else?
No, thank you. I just dropped by to have a last word about tomorrow. We're still OK for Shropshire, are we?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm, so am I.
Right, £2.29, please.
Right. When shall we set off?
Well, I reckon around 7:30.
£2.29, there we are.
Thanks. It's not too early, is it?
Oh, no, of course not.
You sure?
Oh, you're doing me a favour.
Why's that?
Well, Lillian's gone back to Guernsey.
Yes, I know.
Drove her to the airport last night. So, believe it or not, I feel it's something of a loose end.
I bet you'll miss her.
Yes, I will.
Was she looking forward to going back?
Oh, yes, I think so. It's a nuisance that she can't really come and go as she pleases, but she does love it over there.
Well, you'll have to go and see her.
Yes, indeed we will.
Does Brian miss her?
No, I don't think so. That's the last we'll see of her for another tax year, is what he actually said. Anyway, she's gone, so I need to occupy myself.
Well, I hope researching blue cheese will do the trick.
If that won't do it, nothing will.
Morning, ladies.
Oh, Greg. Oh, morning, Greg.
I just popped in for a quick word, if that's all right.
Oh, yes, of course. We were just talking about blue cheese.
There's a surprise.
Oi! We're off in the morning to Shropshire.
Yeah, I know.
We can talk about cheese in the car, Jennifer.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yes, of course. I'll see you in the morning, then.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Greg.
Bye, Jennifer.
Expect to see you this morning.
I was just wondering if you'd have lunch with me. If you've got an hour to spare.
Yes.
Nothing fancy, mind. I've got a lot of time. But I had to come into Borchester and I thought we could have something to eat.
Okay.
What about the shop?
Oh, Kirsty's here.
What time is it now? 11 o'clock. I'll pick you up at 12.
That's fine. Lovely.
Right, I'd better get on. See you later.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers, Dad.
So, how's things with Neil Carter?
I've already been back to Willow Farm.
How did it go?
Well, a bit of an atmosphere, but the turkeys didn't mind. Mm.
Makes life easier for me.
Yeah, it goes against the grain a bit, I can tell you.
Well, that's best that it drop.
Yeah. So, let's get down to business. The ghost walk.
Are you ready?
I already put up a few posters.
Yeah, well, you hadn't set the price, yeah?
Yeah, I put down at £10.
£10? That's a bit steep.
I stuck down the first figure that popped into my head.
Well, if you put it on the posters, I suppose that's it then.
Mm. Oh, I could go round and change it. Only put up 3 or 4.
Well, you might have to at that.
I've got some more, yeah? So I'll change it on them. You can put some up round the village.
Yeah, Sid might just put one up here.
Yeah, you'll ask him when he comes back.
Question is, will Black Lawson be up to it?
Why not?
Will he frighten him?
We'll have another look at him later. Make sure he does.
Well, if he does, Sid'll be pleased. We'll have them all running back here to the bull for something to revive them.
Hey, that's it, Dad.
What?
Why should the bull benefit?
And so what you mean, Teddy.
If we think £10's too pricey, then why don't we throw in a reviving drink and a bite to eat?
That's a good idea.
Bring them back to reality.
Yeah, well, £10 would seem very good value, then.
I think we could get away with it.
Mm. What sort of food?
Well, nothing too fancy. We don't want to eat into our profits.
Oh, no, no, no.
Now keep it to a minimum. Soup and rolls.
That's good, yeah. The only thing is, who hands out the grub? You and me will be pretty busy, eh?
Clary will do it.
Will she?
You leave her to me. Right, get your pint down, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's get started putting up these posters.
Clary, wait a minute.
Oh, Emma.
Oh, I was hoping to see you.
Oh, I'm just on my way up to the shop. How are you?
I'm feeling much better.
You look it. A lot more colour in your cheeks.
Oh, thanks. Well, we're sticking out with me and Dad.
How do you mean?
Exercises. Well, they're harder than I thought. It's just as well I've got Dad, otherwise I'd never do them.
It's hard to make yourself do them, then.
Yeah, it's going to take a while yet. 2 months on crutches.
Oh, it's a long time, isn't it?
I know. Oh, I keep worrying about the job. Will it be there when I'm fit again?
Of course it will.
Well, that's what everyone says, but Elizabeth hasn't said it to me. Not as such.
She won't let you down.
I hope not. I would really hate to lose it.
Emma, I can't tell you how sorry I am about all this.
It's not your fault.
I feel like it is.
Well, it didn't force me into the car.
No.
That's why I wanted to talk to you. I got his letter.
Oh, they said they'd send it first class. I wondered if you'd got it.
Yeah, it came this morning. I love it. Will you tell him?
Oh, of course I will.
You'll thank him.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Oh,
Anyway, I'm glad you could read it.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, you know, Edwin, sometimes he cuts corners.
It's all right. Well, you wrote it out real neatly.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Anyway, can't wait to see him. Also, I can tell him myself.
I'm not sure this is the right place.
Oh, noise, isn't it?
What?
You heard.
Well, at least we can eat anyway.
Yeah. Oh, so, how's your day been?
A bit rushed. Difficult trying to fit extra things in at the moment. Where do all these people come from?
Well, it's always pretty busy in here.
I didn't expect it to be so crowded.
So, what extra thing did you have to fit in?
I booked the flight to France to see Michelle and the children.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, that's all fixed up then?
Yeah, that's why I had to come in.
I see. So that's it then, is it?
Well, if you mean... What do you mean?
You're off on a jaunt on your own when you're meant to go away with me.
Oh, it's hardly a jaunt. In fact, I don't really...
Why can't I come with you, Greg?
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Helen, please. Don't let's have another row.
All right. Let's not row. Well, let's not bother to talk about it at all.
It shouldn't affect you.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters. I don't want you to be upset.
No, as you say, it shouldn't affect me.
Just let me explain.
You're not going to explain much in here, are you?
No, you're right. Sorry. I should have known. Look, we'll just have lunch together. Then I'll give you a ring.
When?
I'll call you tonight.
All right.
Now, let's just enjoy our food, OK?
OK. It's hanging from the branches, right?
An oak tree.
Why an oak tree?
Well, it's always an oak tree.
It's hanging from an oak tree. I pull this rope, the arms move. I pull this rope, the legs move.
Yeah, but, you might look better hanging from an oak tree.
Use your imagination, Dad.
Well, I am, Eddie. But we're in the lean-to.
The sounds. That's what it needs. I've got this tape. We need the horse's hooves. I'll borrow Edward's ghetto blaster. Have a listen to this. Now, here we go again. I'll pull this rope. The arms move. I'll pull this rope. The legs move. What do you think now?
Yeah, well, it's the middle of the day, Eddie. No self-respecting ghost is out in daylight. It'll look better at night.
Yeah, I hope so. Any road, that's the best we can do, in my opinion.
Well, when it's dark, it'll work. I know it will.
Right, OK. Let's check you've got the route right.
Right, there we start at the bull, on to Arkwright Hall, right. Telling them ghost stories every step of the way, to the graveyard...
Start getting them really nervous.
Then to Hayden Wood, where they face a ghastly, ghostly experience.
Black Lawson. Floating eerily in the trees.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You're up to summer.
Of course we're not. Just
you're still mucking about with that scarecrow.
That curry love is Black Lawson of Hayden Wood.
Oh, is it? And what's he doing in the lane turn?
No, we're putting the finishing touches to him.
Hey?
Well, we're organising a ghost walk.
A ghost walk?
At night. From the bull to Arkwright Hall. Through the cemetery and on to Hayden Wood.
And all the time I'm telling them ghost stories. Then when we get to the wood, it all happens.
What does?
There, before their very eyes, Black Lawson himself appears.
What, a bundle of cloth?
You've got to use your imagination.
I can see that.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, dark. You walk through the graveyard.
Dad's telling you ghost stories.
You're in the wood. Branches are creaking. Trees are groaning.
I'm feeling nervous already.
Hear yourself.
You don't know what it is.
At first.
Right, Eddie.
Right, Dad. I start working the ropes.
In the dark, in the night, a ghostly figure glimmering in the gloom, moving its arms and legs.
What do you think?
Well, putting aside me first thought, which is that you're both mad... I think maybe right at a distance, in the night light, with a few drinks, people might just about convince themselves of seeing a ghost.
Your dad is going to work.
Hey, I presume you're not doing this for charity. How much does it cost?
10 quid.
10 quid?
Ah, well, then all they get's for their dinner.
Yeah, all right, Dad, leave it
to me. What else do they get?
Well, we thought, what with it being night-time, cold and a long walk, we'd have a sort of half-time break and offer them a snack.
What sort of snack?
That's where you comes in.
Dad?
Yeah, well, you was going to ask her.
Yeah, in me own good
no,
time.
No, no, definitely no.
Oh, come on, Clary, love. It's only soup and rolls.
Just out of curiosity, where would the customers get their soup and rolls?
Out of the van.
And how's the soup to be made?
Well, we don't know. Primer stove. Packets, mugs.
Yeah, it'll be good value, Clary. It'll make us money.
Clary, please. I wouldn't ask you if one of us could do it. But Dad's got to tell the stories. Yeah. I've got to work Black Lawson. You're the only one.
When is this famous night?
21st of November.
What, it's our anniversary?
Is it?
You know very well it is.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You forgot, didn't you?
I didn't.
Eddie, don't lie to me.
I didn't.
Eddie.
All right, I did. Will you do it?
Some other night, Eddie.
We got the posters up in the ballroom of village.
Jeff, you should have asked me before you put up the posters.
I know. But I didn't. Oh, come on.
I'll be standing around in the cold. I know I will.
You can sit in the van.
That's how I spend our anniversary, is it? All alone, at night, in the dark. Ghosts everywhere.
Oh, Clary, I'm really sorry. I'll make it up to you. I promise you I will.
You'd better.
Please. Will you do it, Clary?
Just for us.
Jennifer and Helen are getting stuck into the blue cheese.
So, what do you think?
It's very interesting
so far.
Peter is fascinating, isn't it?
I read all that in the library, though. I want to hear more about the actual cheese making, the recipe. That's why I'm here.
Well, I'm sure that's next on the agenda.
I want some inside information. I want to know how to make a blue cheese that's not only good, but individual.
You sound like an advertising campaign.
But there's so much I want to find out. I want to know what starter culture she uses, the coagulants, the moulding, the pressing.
Well, I'm sure she'll be helpful once you get her on her own.
And all the rest of it. The bandaging, the ripening, the sales.
Yes, she looks as if she's got a good business here.
And that's what I want, a good business.
Well, hopefully you'll get more information in the dairy.
I hope so.
Come on, then.
Anyway, she's not going to start telling a bunch of sightseers her secrets.
I suppose not.
The point is, though, will she tell me?
When you're having your private chat, she will.
We'll see.
You'll learn a lot more then.
Well, you'd think so.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I hope she's more helpful than some I've talked to.
Well, I know they can be cagey. There's such a personal element in any cheese making, never mind blue cheese.
But you need to know things before you can make it personal. I don't want to copy what she does. I want to make my own cheese that customers will recognise as mine. The question is, how do I manage it?
Oh, you'll manage it.
I'd better. Spending a lot of time on it.
Oh, OK, we're about to start again.
Good. Let's see what she has to say this time.
And see if you can get in any more searching questions as she goes along.
Edward?
Yeah?
Edward?
Yeah?
Oh, you're there.
Yes.
Have the community service been on to you?
Yeah.
When?
Just now.
Ah, I see. You had anything to eat?
No.
Do you want some?
No.
I'll fix you a snack.
No, Mum!
Don't bite me, Adolf.
I don't want nothing. Just leave me alone.
I'll make myself a cup of tea, then. Ow. I've cut my little finger coming out the dairy. Pulled it in the door, weren't paying attention. It's tiny. Just one of them really annoying ones. Just in the wrong place.
Put plaster on it, then.
I will. Have they said what you'll be doing tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well, they must have told you.
Yeah.
Well, then tell me.
Mum, I don't want to talk about it.
What time you got to be there?
8 o'clock.
I mean, your dad'll have to get you there.
Don't trust me, do you?
Not under circumstances. So where do you have to meet?
The park near the flat.
You're working in the park?
No, I suppose so.
Well, if the weather's fine, that should be all right.
It's not a day out, Mum. I'm not looking forward to it.
No, but it has to be done.
I'm picking up waste paper and bottles and... all the stuff in the park.
It's still community service. You'll just have to do it.
I'm going to hate it.
I know it ain't nice, but it has to be done. It's the bargain you made.
What bargain? I didn't have much choice, did I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, all right.
And it would help if you got a job.
Yeah, maybe.
You know it would.
Oh, Mum, please don't start. I'm not in the mood.
All right. You sure you want to have some tea?
No.
Just do your best, lovey, that's all. You've done very well with the letter. I told you Emma's very pleased with it.
Yeah, something, I suppose.
It's more than just something.
Yeah, I'll talk to her today.
Yeah, she'd like that. She'd like to say thank you.
Will her dad be there?
Dunno. We've got to face him sometime.
Her cheese was delicious, wasn't it? And yet, what? Don't get me wrong, I do think it was a very good cheese, but I want something slightly different, better. I don't know what it is yet.
Oh, you'll work it out eventually.
Still, I learned a lot that was useful. But even when we talked to her on our own, I thought, you're not telling me everything, are you?
You suspicious thing!
I'm not blaming her, I'd have done the same myself.
I'm sure you'll guard your recipe just as carefully.
I just know she held something back, that little something she didn't want me to know.
Now, you'll have to find your own mystery technique then, won't you?
Oh, I will.
And after all, where would we be without our little secrets?
A lot happier.
Oh, dear. I touched on something.
Well, you know.
Greg?
Yep. What is it? Oh, you don't want to hear me moaning about... What? I don't even know what I'm moaning about.
Tell me.
Well, Greg's going to France in January.
So?
We were planning to go to Chester in January. A proper holiday together.
Why is he going to France, then?
To see his ex-wife and his kids.
Oh. I see. And that worries you, does it?
You've no idea. He hasn't seen them for ages, and now, suddenly...
Yes?
Oh, I don't know. It just makes me anxious.
Is it the children you're worried about?
It's part of it, I suppose.
Well, I can understand that. It's a daunting prospect for anybody. All those cross loyalties, but they work themselves out, you know. And for the best very often.
Do they?
I know it's a problem. I'm not dismissing it. All I'm saying is, well, a situation like, you know, this between you and Greg, it can resolve itself over time.
Oh, it just seems like such a mountain.
Well, I know it does, but, well, look around you. Look at me and Brian, and he married me and took my kids on board, and that seems to have worked out. And look at Hayley.
I know, but you and Brian, Roy and Hayley, you're all closer in age.
Well, how about Debbie and Simon, then?
Yes, all right. The world's full of good examples.
But all I'm saying is, it can work itself out.
Hopefully.
Oh, certainly it can.
Yes.
There's something else there, isn't there?
The thing that upsets me the most, I suppose, is... Well, Greg didn't even ask me to go to France with him. He didn't even consider it.
Why would he ask you to go with him?
To meet the kids.
How does he get on with his kids?
Well, they've only just got in touch with him again. After years of him sending them presents, never knowing if they got them. Well, he hardly knows them at all.
And what do you think their feelings might be if he turned up with you beside him?
I don't know. I mean, they know their mum and dad have broken up, and they know their mum has a new partner, and they know their dad has a life here in England.
But look at it from Greg's point of view. You said it yourself, he hardly knows them.
No, but...
Oh, so there's his problem. He's probably very anxious about what they feel about him. And if you were with him, it would be an added complication. What if they were awful? It could be a real nightmare for him.
Yes.
My guess is that Greg probably wants to keep everything separate for now. And keeping you out of it might be the only possible way he can handle it.
Yeah.
It's not easy, Helen. Either for you or for Greg. You've just got to accept that.
I know. Thanks.
I have been pompous, haven't I?
No, you haven't. You've been a help. I'm really grateful.
You're not just saying that.
No. You give me a lot to think about. Thank you very much.
Good. Well, we'd better have the cheese board for dessert, hadn't we?
Are you sure a sandwich is all right?
I hope you're fine, Dad, thanks.
Come on, you can paddle that foot a little harder.
Such a pain, this, in every sense of the word.
I thought I'd have some soup as well.
Oh, it'd be lovely.
Right. Come on, keep working. Draw a circle with your toes.
You're a hard man sometimes.
Who can that be?
Meat and potato, all right?
Thanks.
Keep those toes circling. Oh. Ed.
Hello.
What do you want?
Well, I've come to see Emma. Is that all right?
Well...
Can I just have a word with her?
I don't know about that. She's doing her exercises.
Well, I won't keep her long.
Then we're having some lunch.
Listen, I know I shouldn't have... I don't know what to say.
Oh, all right. Come in, then. Oh,
thank you. Oh, thanks a lot. I just thought I'd see how she is.
As well as can be expected.
Ed's here to see you.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you doing?
Sit down. I'm making some soup. Do you want some?
Oh, no. Thanks.
I'm doing my exercises.
I can see that.
Push my foot up and down, then draw circles with my toes. And I have to wiggle my toes as well.
We're going to be playing for England soon.
Right, well, I'll go and get your lunch on then.
Okay, Dad. Thanks.
Keep doing the exercises.
I will.
I was terrified facing your dad. Last time he spoke to me.
Oh, he's getting over it.
Well, maybe. Well, I thought, you know, I'd better do it.
I'm glad. Oh, it's such a pain.
Oh, get on with it. Let's see what you have to do.
Don't you start. It's bad enough having me dead after me.
It's got to be done.
I know. Oh, dear.
You sound like my granddad.
Hey, watch it.
Know what I mean?
Aches and pains. Poor old Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, I got your letter.
Oh, yeah, Mum said.
Oh, you loved it, Ed. Thanks a lot.
Oh,
no, I mean it.
You mean you could read my handwriting?
No problem.
Mum made me write it out twice like I was back in infant school. My best handwriting.
Well, it was worth it. I'm going to keep it forever.
Are you kidding?
No, it was lovely. No one's ever written to me like that before. Well, like I could tell you really meant it.
Yeah, well, I did.
How's community service?
Oh, don't talk about that.
Sorry.
It's a nightmare.
When'd you start?
Tomorrow morning. In the park. Collecting rubbish, probably. You know, I've seen them before. Black plastic bags, picking up scraps of paper and bottles and plastic and... Really disgusting stuff. I never thought I'd be one of them.
Well, it has to be done, Ed.
Yeah, so Mum keeps saying.
Well, it has.
I know. I know I've got to do it. I know I've got to put up with it, but I'm still going to hate it.
Well, you can't be sure.
Yes, I can. I've met some of them. They're all weird. That's just the blokes like me. You should see the supervisors.
Oh, Ed, I know what you're saying. But don't mess things up.
I'm not going to. I just don't want to do it.
I suppose you're not meant to like it. Thing is, though, think of the alternative.
Yeah. I still hate it, though. Slave labour.
Yeah, but... Ed, look at me. You will stick it out, won't you?
It's been a long day at Brookfield.
Pip, bed.
Why?
You're tired.
I'm not.
It's late and it's school tomorrow.
I don't want to, Mum.
Oh, come on, you're still catching up after being poorly.
I'm fine.
You need your sleep.
How do you know? You're not me.
I'm worried about you, Pip. You've been doing far too much.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. You had a really late night on bonfire night. Now, please, no more arguments. Off to bed.
Oh, Mum.
Bed.
Well, can I have a story then?
All right, I'll be up in a minute. Just need to check on your dad, see if he's coming in. I'll ring him, then I'll be straight up.
All right.
Don't forget to clean your teeth.
Hello?
I was just wondering where you were.
Oh.
I'm standing in the kitchen talking to you on my mobile.
You haven't had your supper yet. You must be starving.
Oh, another Hereford's in the first stages of carving.
I'll take a torch and go out to get after I've eaten. Oh, just to make sure all's well, you know.
See what? What it's like after all this time.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Might have dried up a bit.
That'll do. What are these?
Oh, George has been by with some more leaflets about flood alerts.
Mm. I'm taking it very seriously.
He's right, I suppose.
I'll read them later. How's Pip?
Not doing terribly well at the moment.
Oh, dear.
It's taken me ages to get her upstairs.
Is Josh in bed?
Yeah, he's been asleep for half an hour. Pip just keeps on going.
But you think she's tired?
I know she is. I'm going up to read her story in a minute.
Mom!
Speaking of angels. Come in!
Good night, Pip.
Good night, Dad.
Why don't you call it a day?
Yeah, I will. After I've checked the Hereford.
Hello?
Where have you been?
Oh.
I know that. Been alone in the house all evening. Where have you been?
Been talking to Emma.
All evening?
Yeah, well, we chatted for ages. You got any food?
Edward, it's 9:15. If you wanted food, you should have come in earlier.
Yeah, I wasn't hungry, all right.
Oh, well, I've got a bit of stew left over from supper. I'll warm it up.
I don't want stew.
It's all you're getting. It's lovely anyway, your granddad said.
Yeah, all right.
I suppose you've seen your dad on your travels?
No.
Or your granddad?
No.
Haunting in the woods, I suppose. Practicing their howls.
Yeah, probably.
Got nothing to do with me. Well, it has. Well, I don't want it to.
Well, you're going
to
do it, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I expect so.
Well, it won't work if you don't. You're the best bit, I reckon. Yeah, have you seen that thing they're making?
Black laws?
Yeah. Yeah, they should have let me in on it. They had some great ideas.
Why didn't they?
Well, said I had to concentrate on the community service.
Oh, Eddie said that, did he?
Yeah.
Well, he's right, of course. Anyway, tell me about today.
What's that to tell?
After the struggle to get you up and out this morning, it's the least you can do.
You know what I did?
Edward.
Look, I don't want to talk about it. It's bad enough having to do it.
Well, yeah, we don't have the same struggle every week to get you out.
I was tired.
That was obvious. So tell me, come.
Mum, I'm shattered.
You're shattered?
All right. We cleaned up the park. When we was leaving, paper was already blowing back in, bottles being chucked everywhere. Needn't have bothered.
I'll believe that. But it has to be done.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Edward.
I'll do it, Mum. I hate it, but I'll do it.
And there's something else you're going to do, too.
What?
Get a job.
Don't you ever let up.
Not on something like this.
I'm going to bed.
No. Come and sit at the table.
Why?
Well, for two reasons. One, I've got your stew ready, so come on, sit down. And two, you don't move until you promise you'll start looking for a job. You got 75 quid to pay us back for a start.
Yeah, Mum, all right.
Hey?
Well, I'll start looking for a job.
Just know that.
What's wrong now? That's what you want, isn't it?
But I know, but I thought we was going to have to argue for the rest of the night.
I'll try and find a job.
Let me sit down. What's got into you?
How do you mean?
Have you been talking to?
Oh, Emma, I suppose.
Well, God bless Emma is all right inside.
Poor little girl. She just couldn't get off.
Sorry,
you were asleep.
Oh. Was that?
Oh, David, I'm sorry. If I'd known, I wouldn't have barged in.
Oh, what time is it?
9:25.
Oh, no, what a stupid thing to do.
Just sit where you are
for a minute. No, I need to
go. Get yourself together. You're still in a daze.
Sorry. I'm tired, I suppose.
No, suppose about it. Why don't you get yourself to bed?
No, I need to check the Hereford.
Can't go.
No, it's all right, love, I'll do it.
Okay, if you're sure.
No, it won't take long. Yeah. Where'd I put the torch?
Here.
All right, thanks.
I'll take the Land Rover, all right?
I'm not going anywhere. And don't fall asleep over the wheel.
No, I won't.
I'll be as quick as you can. Pip isn't very well.
Oh, what's...
Oh, I don't think it's much. She's just been rushing about. It's knocked her back a bit.
All right. Well, I won't be long.
Please, for your own sake. I don't want two sick people on me hands.
Oh, I've got the mobile. Ring me if you need me.
I will. Oh, David, you haven't finished your supper.
Mum?
Pip, go back to bed. All right, I'll bring you up a drink. Now, go back to bed.
Thanks, Alistair. Yeah, just be as quick as you can, mate, please. Thanks. Bye. Come on, Bert, please, where are you?
David!
Oh, at last. Bert! Over here, Bert!
Oh, you got your message?
Oh, I've just been calling you again. Thank God you're here.
Frieda's in the house. She'll babysit if you need Ruth.
Oh, well, I certainly need another pair of hands. There's not a lot I can do by myself. I was getting desperate.
Which one is it? Ruth said she thought it was Bonnie.
Yeah, that's right. I missed her earlier. Don't ask me how, but I did. She's in the second stage, but I can't get near her.
Ooh, you think someone's wrong?
Yeah, I know there is, but she's still on her feet. I can't get close enough to help. It looked like the nose and a foot showing with the torch, and she's obviously in distress.
Well, better try and catch her, then.
Yeah, she won't let me near her, stubborn thing.
Have you rung Alistair?
Yes, first thing I did. He's on another call. He'll be here as soon as he can.
Right, where is she, then?
Well, we need to find her. I'm furious with myself.
What was that?
Well, because I missed her earlier.
Oh, it's easy done at night.
Well, not if you're on the ball, it's not.
Well, I wonder if we can find her, then.
It looked like she was heading over there.
Well, I can't see nothing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there, look.
Oh, well done, Bert. There she is. Now, let's see if we can get her into the corner.
Right, huh?
All right, old girl. All right, steady.
Go on.
Steady. Now, we only want to help you. Come on. All right.
I'll turn it off a minute, have I?
I'm listening to it.
Just for a minute. Anyway, you'll never get to sleep with all that noise.
It's not noise.
Please.
All right.
Oh, that's better. You should be in bed.
I'm going.
You need an early night.
I'm having an early night.
I mean bed, sleep.
I'm all right, Mum.
Oh, well, I won't come up too hard, you. But you get yourself off to sleep.
There's not much chance of sleeping tonight.
There's no chance at all if you don't go to bed.
I'm not tired.
Yes, you are. You told me so yourself. You might not dream tonight.
How do you know?
I know you're anxious, but you've got to look after yourself.
For what?
Oh, so you can really make a go of your community service and be fresh next week.
Fresh? I'm picking up rubbish in a park. Oh, I've got to be mentally alert, is that it?
Oh, please. I'm trying to help. Don't take it out on me.
I'm sorry, Mum. Didn't mean to.
It's all right. No, it ain't easy.
I just hate the thought of it.
You can handle it. I know you can.
Maybe.
Think about it. You ain't going to let something like this, be you?
Yeah, I might have no say in it. That's how it's going for me at the moment.
Oh, Edward.
Nah, you're right.
Good boy.
No, I'll try not to let it beat me anyway.
Now, drink your cocoa.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Mum. And I will. I'll try and get a job.
Yeah. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. I should have been there to help.
Oh, it's all right. We got it sorted in the end.
Pip was so restless. I couldn't leave her.
No, of course you couldn't, love. Anyway, it was my fault. I should have spotted her earlier.
Yeah, it's easily missed. If she was in the early stages...
She wouldn't let me get near, poor thing. And I knew she was in a state.
What happened in the end? Did you and Bert manage to trap her?
No, she went down. I felt for the missing leg, but I couldn't find it. It was much further back than I thought.
How long had it been like that?
I don't know. An hour, maybe more. The calf was obviously dead.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Alistair had a pretty tricky job getting it out.
The cow's all right.
Bonnie, yeah, she'd be all right. Shouldn't have happened there.
And one of those things. It won't be the last time. Let it go.
No, if I'd had my wits about me earlier, I wouldn't have missed it.
It was dark.
You were by yourself. You were tired.
Yeah, right. If I hadn't fallen asleep, I'd have been out earlier.
Oh, come on. We're still on a learning curve when it comes to Herefords.
If only she'd just let me help her.
Well, that's just it, David. We're used to dairy cattle.
I know, but...
handling them all the time.
Yeah, but it's not just that. They've got too much condition on them. We're just asking for calving problems. Dad would have told me if I bothered to ask him.
It's as much my responsibility as yours.
No, I should have known. I should have restricted the feeding, even on grass.
Listen, it's one calf.
Yeah, that is one calf too many.
Look, we don't get everything right. Farming's like that. But we don't get everything wrong either.
Don't we?
Just keep one thing in mind.
What's that?
We'll get there. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it looks good, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's okay. Enjoy it.
You too. Delicious.
Ah. So, the Shropshire visit was useful, then?
Yes, thanks. Lots of ways. Still can't make up my mind which way to go with the cheese, though.
Sorry. I don't know enough about cheese making to be any help.
You can be of help.
How?
Well, I've ordered four cultures, and when they arrive, I'll start experimenting. I'll need everyone to taste the results again, so you can help there. Taste them and tell me what you think.
Be glad to.
Good.
But I'm no connoisseur.
You don't have to be. Just have to say whether you like it or not.
I can do that, I suppose.
And you mustn't be polite. Be honest. Politeness won't help me.
I'll be brutal.
Good. Greg. I just wanted to say... Oh, I'm sorry I slammed the phone down on you the other night. I don't know what got into me.
Well, it was a bit of an abrupt ending to the conversation.
Yeah, well, I got myself into a bit of state, you know. Wasn't thinking properly. And it was after that disastrous lunch.
A bit nice to hear, isn't it?
It is. And thanks for ringing yesterday. You were lovely.
I'm glad I did. And here we are.
Yes.
I just wanted just to know... I wanted to tell you.
Look, it's cool. I don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
No, I do want to. I know you're anxious. And if you've any questions...
Oh, you know the main question.
Yes, I do.
Greg! Helen! I said it was you, didn't I, Chris?
Oh, George.
Oh, nice to see you both. We're having the same as we had. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, mm. Yes. We're just going round to the police house.
The conservatory's finished.
No, that's good.
So we're going to have a look at it.
Oh, that's nice.
Everything all right, Greg?
Yes, of course.
I'm so excited.
I don't blame you.
How's it going these days?
Very well, thank you, George.
Good, good. I'm glad. And how's work?
Oh, you know what it's like this time of year?
Indeed I do.
George, don't sit down.
Hey, oh, sorry. Yes, automatic reaction. As soon as I see an empty chair.
We'll leave you to your meal.
Of course.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, we must go. Nice to see you.
Enjoy your dinner.
Bye.
If you need a hand, Greg, give me a call.
Yeah, thanks, I will.
Come on, George.
I thought they were settling down for the night.
I thought George was, anyway. Where were we?
Well, he said you were going to explain.
Yes.
About France.
Well, the first thing I have to say is I'm anxious too, you know.
Of course you are.
I haven't seen the kids for ages. Or Michelle, come to that. I just don't know what's waiting for me.
Greg, I really do understand.
What?
I think what was bothering me the most was...
Yes?
Well, why you didn't invite me to meet your kids?
Oh, the problem there...
No, it's all right, Greg. I worked it out for myself.
Did you?
If you haven't seen your children for a long time, you don't want any complications when you meet them in January.
That's it, exactly. But it's not only that.
Well, what else is there?
As I've told you, when Michelle and me split up, the divorce wasn't what you'd call amicable.
Yes.
Fact is, I don't know how she feels about it now. So I've no idea what our meeting will be like.
It's going to be really hard for you.
She did her best to turn the girls against me, Ellen. It was a nightmare.
Poor you. But you didn't let her do it. You kept in touch.
I know, but for all I know, Michelle could still feel aggressive towards me. She can be very unreasonable. And I don't want you to suffer from that.
It's all right.
I know it's hard for you, Helen. I do, believe me.
It's not as hard as it is for you.
But you do see why I want to see the kids alone.
Of course. That's just what I've been saying.
It's just... I still need to sort out things with Michelle. So that you and me can go forward with our relationship.
Well, that's great.
Right. Good. Well, let's get on with this excellent meal then, shall we?
Just coming up to see how things were. How is she?
Oh, she's sleeping at last.
Still suffering, isn't she?
A lot. Crying her eyes out, poor thing.
Oh, dear.
It's really hard on her. At her age, hobbling round like an old woman.
Yeah, and the exercises take it out of her.
Oh, don't they just... Oh, I gave her a hug. Let her cry.
You did right. She keeps it all bottled up.
I told her she's doing really well and she's just tired.
Mind you, she's not the only one. You look pretty shattered yourself, love.
Oh.
Come on, I'll make us a cup of tea.
Oh, I could do with one. And, Neil.
Hmm?
Thank you.
What for?
For coping so well. I don't know what we'd have done without you.
Oh, crumbs. What else would I do?
Hey, I can't wait to move in.
Nor can I.
Just to be able to say home.
I'm sorry, George. I know you haven't enjoyed yourself.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying home, sweet home.
Oh, look at it. Isn't it beautiful?
Light, space. Hey, come here, Walt. Come here, lad.
Oh, let him into the garden. Yeah,
what, before freedom goes to his head and he has an accident? He's going to be a lot happier here.
Oh, we all will.
Come on, Walt, lad. Come on, come on. Out you go. That's it. Peggy's made his life a bit of a misery, really.
Well, their house is so pristine. And he is an enthusiastic sort of dog.
He is that. But I didn't like having him banished outside.
It's a good job Captain went before Jack and Peggy got together.
I bet she'd have given him the run of the house. Jack was so soft on him.
Oh, maybe you're right. Still, we have to be grateful to them.
Of course.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Mm. You know, we should have brought a drink with us. Toast the future.
Oh, yes, we should.
Here. Have a peppermint cream instead.
You took them from the restaurant.
Why not?
Oh, why not, indeed?
Why would they give them to you if they didn't want you to take them?
That's right. Ah, to happy days.
To happy days. Look at that dog out there.
It's like he's been released from prison.
He's going to love it here.
George. Thank you.
For what?
For making the effort. At Jack and Peggy's.
Oh, I don't know that I deserve any thanks.
No, it wasn't easy.
Listen to me. You're the most important thing in my life.
Thank you, George. And you're the most important thing in mine.
Well, that's settled then.
So, the turkeys are flapping round in one direction. Joe's flapping round in the other. I'm standing in front of the gap with my arms wide like a statue, hoping the turkeys won't laugh. And then I suddenly realise what Joe reminds me of.
What?
A turkey.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
It's true, though. Flapping his arms and running around like that.
Oh, poor old Joe.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It was funny, though.
Oh, I am glad you and Eddie have made peace.
Peace? Not sure that's the right word.
Well, it's a step in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I didn't like all that bad feeling. But Eddie made it worse, giving me a hard time. As if three turkeys equaled Emma.
Oh, I know what you mean.
No, I still haven't quite forgiven him. Or Ed.
But we've got to move on, Neil. I mean, we can't let bad feeling ruin our lives.
Oh, I know that. And I won't let it. But I'll tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of Eddie's turkeys squatting on my land.
Yeah, he said. But take your time about telling him, eh?
I will. I promise. Next year, when Eddie comes to wheedle at me about rearing some more poults, that's when I'll tell him.
Handle it carefully, though, love. For Clary's sake.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Don't rush.
No, I won't. I said I'll wait till he asks. And then say no.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I think I've had enough for the night.
Come over here, then.
I will.
Oh, I ate far too much.
Oh, so did I. It was very good. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Much better, thanks.
Good.
Nice to have a chance to talk properly.
You're right there.
It's a big step. You're getting back in touch with your family. It's big for both of us.
And we were both anxious.
I wonder what Michelle's like.
You mean now?
Well, yeah.
No idea.
When you first saw her, was it love at first sight?
No, oh, I don't know that.
Was it?
How do you define love at first sight? Particularly when it turns out to be a love that doesn't last. Now, you, that's different. You were love at first sight.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Is she beautiful?
Well, I've changed. I suppose she's changed. I don't expect either of us to like we were when we first met.
She still could be beautiful, though, couldn't she?
Mm, of course she could. Just like I'm still dashing and handsome.
Oh, you're not bad-looking.
You couldn't be a little more flattering, could you?
Oh, you're vain enough.
Vain, me?
I wonder if she is beautiful.
Won't make any difference to me, even if she is.
Good. Is she still with, you know, that guy?
Pascal?
Yeah.
I suppose she is. I don't know. As I say, I haven't spoken to her in any great detail. So, to be honest, I don't know what's going on.
I expect she'll stay in France, though.
She loves France. I get the impression that nothing would ever make her leave. Are you finding yourself something else to worry about here?
I'm not worried.
Look at all those little furrows on your brow.
Greg!
Little perpendicular furrows. I know them well.
Well, I must be getting old before my time.
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
Has that got rid of them?
You are beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, Helen. That's better.
Isn't it?
Can we forgive and forget now? Move on?
I think so. Don't you?
The Archers was written by Rio Fanning and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.